Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. We're glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of the fruit of love, and we're specifically talking about loving God. God wants us to love Him. He is a God of love, and He has shown forth a great love wherewith He loved us. He was so rich in mercy that for the great love wherewith He loved us, what did He do? He gave Jesus to die for us in order to set us free. When we were dead in sins, in fact, He quickened us together with Christ. He raised us up together. He made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And what's He doing through His great mercy and His love? He is showing the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Praise God, we were saved by grace, through faith, not of ourselves. It is a free gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Praise God, God loves us so much. We don't have to do anything to bring forth the love of God in our life. His love is everlasting. He loves us without reservation. He loves us unconditionally, praise God. The Bible says that we're supposed to have that love toward one another. Let us love one another. Loves of God. Everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. God is love. We need to know and believe the love that God has for us, praise God. You know, Jesus laid down His life that He might take it up again. He went through the avenue of the cross in order to redeem us. Well, we need to realize we don't have to go through that avenue, but at the same time, we need to learn to lay down our life for the brethren. And this shows the fact that we really have the love of God in us. If we really love God, we're going to not only love Him, but we're going to love the brethren. If we love God whom we haven't seen, and we think that we're going to show that same love, that if we love people that we have seen, we are deceiving ourselves. If we love people we have seen, then we can love God who we haven't seen. But if we can't love the brotherhood, if we can't walk in love towards those out in the world, then do we really have the love of God in us? And the answer is no. We must have His love abiding in us. Remember, His love is an everlasting love. God's love is toward us. He gave His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And He's shown the kindness and love of God toward us in the fact that He redeemed us. He washed us. We've been cleaned by the blood of Jesus. Now we have been renewed, and we are restored back into relationship with God. Praise God. He commanded His love while we were yet sinners, and He laid down His life. This is why we ought to lay down our life for the brethren. Remember, if you see someone in need, and you have the means in order to reach them, if you shut up your bowels of compassion, how dwells the love of God in you? We're supposed to love in word. We're supposed to love in tongue, but we're also supposed to love in deed and in truth. Love just isn't in word or in tongue, but it's in deed and in truth. It's going to be shown forth by your action, praise God. The love of God needs to be abiding in you. Our Father has shown great love to us. He has already done everything for us. He's already given us all the promise of God. He's already set us free from the works of darkness. And now He's restored us back into fellowship and relationship with Him. We are sons and daughters of God. What manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. 1 John 3:1. God says in His Word that we're to love the Lord with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our might, with everything within us. God wants you to have a love for Him, and it's going to be shown forth because you keep His commandments. Jesus said, if you love Me, keep My commandments. This is the love of God, if we keep His commandments. Remember, you can't walk in love towards the world or value the world. If you value or love the world, then the love of the Father is not in you. Everything in the world is going to pass away. Friendship of the world makes you an enemy against God. You should be separate from the world. The Bible says that we're not to be conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of our mind, and we need to walk in His Word. He said in John 15:10, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. We are to abide in his love. That's what he said. I kept my Father's commandments and I abide in his love. We should be doing the very same thing. John 14:24, he that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. You can't sit there and say out of one corner of your mouth that I love God and then walk in a different direction and not do his word and think that that's really a true love. If you don't keep his sayings, you don't really love him, and you got to face that. God wants you to keep his word. That shows that you really do love him. Keep yourselves in the love of God, the Bible says, and be sure that you are doing his word. Whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. See, it's going to be matured in your life. It's going to be developed and perfected in you because you're going to keep the word consistently. And those that love him, oh, the mercy of God is coming towards you. That's the love of God in action towards you. He shows mercy unto thousands of them that love him and keep his commandments. Exodus 20, verse 6. Praise God, he is a God who keeps covenant mercy with those that love him. He is a God who will protect us. He will preserve us. He preserves those who walk in the love of God. Praise God. The Bible says in Psalms 91:14, because he set his love upon me, therefore I'll deliver him and set him on high because he's known my name. God's promised to deliver you if you really have a true love for him. Of course, Psalms 97:10 says, ye that love the Lord, hate evil. If you really love God, you'll hate the things that he hates. He hates sin. He hates evil. He hates the evil way. He hates the things of the flesh. He hates anything that is of the world. He wants you to walk in the ways of righteousness. If you truly love him, walk uprightly before him. The Lord preserves all those that love him. And he says, I love them that love me. And he says that those that love me, I'm going to cause them to inherit substance. I'm going to fill their treasures. Praise God. God is going to bless you. He's going to do great and mighty things for you. Nothing can separate you from the love of God because you've been made more than a conqueror. God's given you authority over the works of the devil. 1 Corinthians 2:9-10 says, it's written that eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him. But what does God do? He reveals it to us by his Spirit. As you're walking in the love of God and fellowship with him and his word, the Holy Spirit is going to reveal the great things that he has for you. And the Holy Spirit who searches all things, yea, the deep things of God, he will reveal them unto you. Now we're going to talk about the benefits of the love of God in and through our life. In 1 Corinthians 8:3, the Bible says, if any man love God, the same is known of him. If you love God, you will be known of God. Now God knows everybody in a sense, but we're talking about a personal fellowship and relationship with him. You will be known of him. You'll have a personal, intimate fellowship with him. If you really love him, you will be known of him. He will take notice of you. Galatians chapter 5, verse 6, the Bible says that faith which worketh by love. This is another benefit of us walking in the love of God. It's going to see your faith work. Your faith is workable or energized by the love of God. Your faith is going to operate and be workable for you if you are walking in love. If you don't walk in love, your faith isn't going to do anything at all. You'll be abiding in an area of sin. And if you're walking in sin, you're not going to be operating in faith, and your faith will not produce fruit in your life. Very important. The Bible also talks about in John chapter 14, verse 21 to 23, that when we walk in love by keeping his commandments, we have the commandments and we keep them, the Father and Jesus will come and they will make their abode with us and they will dwell in us. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's going to come and dwell in you and live in you and abide in you. And I'll tell you, when God shows up in you, he's going to manifest his blessings. Another thing is he reveals the things that God has prepared for you. We saw that in 1 Corinthians 2:9-10. God will reveal the things that he has. They're going to be revealed by the Spirit as you walk in love with him. Praise God. In James chapter 2, verse 5, the Bible says that he's chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he hath promised to them that love him. He's promised to them that love him, the heirs of the kingdom. Otherwise, you are going to receive the heir of being a ruler and a reign, one who reigns in Jesus Christ, if you are one who truly loves the Lord. Also in 1 John chapter 4, verse 16, if you know and believe the love that God has to you, then you're going to dwell in love, and God's going to dwell in you. And when God dwells in you, He's going to do great things. In fact, the Bible says, as our love is made perfect, we're going to have boldness in the day of judgment. Praise God. God wants the love of God established in you. In Colossians 3:14, it says it's the bond of perfectness. It's what causes you to grow up and be developing in maturity in the Lord. You will never be a mature Christian until you are established in the love of God. In James chapter 1, verse 12, it talks about how we can receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love Him. There's a crown of life kept for you if you really love Him. Also, Hebrews 6:10, it says, God's not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love which you've showed toward His name, and that you've ministered to the saints and do minister. God takes notice of your work and labor of love as you minister to people. Keep ministering to them. He's not unrighteous to forget it. He's going to bless you. He takes notice of it. Praise God. In fact, we all are a part of the body of Christ. We're fitly joined together, and we're compacted together, and we are a part. Every one of us are an important part, and we make increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Do you want to build up the body of Christ? Operate in the love of God, and you'll be a vessel to do it. Also, when you speak, be sure you speak the truth in love so you can grow up into Him in all things. This is important. If you're speaking a bunch of negative things, that's going to hinder your own spiritual growth in your life. Ephesians chapter 3 says that we're to be rooted and grounded in love, and we're able to comprehend with all the saints what's the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Praise God, you're going to be filled with all the fullness of God as you walk in line with the love of God. And as you walk in line with the love of God and you're a giver, what's God going to do? God loves the cheerful giver. He's going to cause all grace abound toward you. You're going to always have all sufficiency. Those that love God always have their needs met, and they're going to abound to every good work. Also, as we love God, as many as I love, He's going to rebuke, He's going to chasten you. He says, be zealous and repent. God will bring us out of bondage, and He'll lead us in the right way. We are to walk in the love of God. God is love, and He wants this love abiding in you. And He'll turn curses into blessings because God loves you. Let the love of God abide in your life. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As you have received